Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. Our senior editor, Shankara Nimesh, wrote an article titled "Shivraj Orders Revamp of Schemes and Mama Image, MLAs to do Kanyadan, Youth to go to Borders." I'm Amogra Mitra and I bring to you the podcast version of this Print AM. Beneficiary politics became a big buzzword in political circles during the recently concluded state assembly elections, when the Bharatiya Janata Party aggressively promoted its flagship central schemes to woo voters. But in Madhya Pradesh, this has long been the party's electoral plank, and long-time Chief Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has even got the sobriquet of Mama due to public welfare schemes, especially focusing on girls and women. Chauhan's schemes brought success for the party in 2008 and 2013, and to an extent the 2018 state assembly elections as well, as it finished just 5 seats behind the Congress and eventually came to power in 2020. Now, Chauhan seems to be pressing the reset button on his emotional connect with voters, and a thorough rebranding of the schemes and the Mama image is underway ahead of the 2023 state polls. At a two-day brainstorming session in picturesque hill station Pachmari last weekend, the CM instructed his cabinet to revamp several state government schemes like the Ladli Lakshmi Yojana, a finance scheme to benefit girls, the CM Kanyadan Yojana, community marriage scheme which was discontinued due to the pandemic, and the Teerth Darshan Yojana, free pilgrimage scheme. The CM has urged local MLAs to participate in Kanyadans at the local level, set up Ladli Lakshmi clubs in every village and link these clubs to self-help groups, as well as invite their members to state events. He also stressed on the need to promote cow rearing and make people aware of the economic potential of its products, including cow dung, adding that a Gobardhan scheme will also be implemented in other cities of the state after the successful operation of a bio-CNG plant at Indore. Another significant scheme discussed during the brainstorming session was Maa Tujhe Pranam, Salutations to Mother. Launched in 2013 by Chauhan government but stopped due to COVID-19, this scheme was aimed at instilling the spirit of patriotism and creating awareness about border security among the youth by sending boys and girls to the country's borders. Also part of the discussions was setting up CM Rice schools with smart classrooms, Sanjeevani clinics for treating common diseases, and veterinary telemedicine. Madhya Pradesh BJP General Secretary Bhagwan Das said the Chintan Baithak or brainstorming session was planned to ensure more synergy for governance outcome and plugging loopholes in schemes. For a more focused approach, the party has started its program for beneficiary mapping, making a list of people who benefited from central and state schemes. The party organization's role is to amplify government effort, and early start is better for better results in polls, Das told The Print. A state BJP leader who did not wish to be named added that the biggest USP of the Shivraj Chauhan government is its connect with women voters. Quote, "Shivraj started these schemes way back in 2008. Many states emulated the model. Some states have empowered girls by giving out cycles, scholarships, but his Ladli Lakshmi was an amplifier scheme to empower girls. More connect is needed to arm them with skills so they get employment as well," the leader said. He added, "We have learned from experience that only ensuring that people avail benefits is not enough. Celebration, involvement of the beneficiary in reaching out to others is also important. So the focus is now on both so that it can remain in people's mind for a long time." During the brainstorming session, the Council of Ministers discussed ideas to rebrand past schemes through modifications and launch more programs in April to connect with voters. Home Minister Narottam Mishra made a presentation on the Gobardhan scheme. According to party sources, CM Chauhan suggested greater focus on the rearing of cows and the commercial use of urine and cow dung on the lines of the Indore model. Last month, PM Modi had inaugurated a bio-CNG plant in Indore. The state government purchasing cow dung to ensure more cattle rearing was also discussed. Under the Maa Tujhe Pranam scheme, it was decided that youth will travel to border areas with the soil of their village to get inspired by Deshbhakti. The popular Ladli Lakshmi and Kanya Dan schemes will be repackaged. Chauhan said that every village should have a Ladli Lakshmi club, which should be linked to self-help groups that offer training courses in areas like nursing and other skill development. In May, a statewide festival will be observed to celebrate Ladli Lakshmi schemes, and the state government will provide rupees 1.8 lakh each to unmarried girls when they turn 21. The second phase of the Ladli Lakshmi scheme, which will include the setting up of clubs, skill development and inviting the beneficiaries to state events, will start from 2nd May, which will be observed as Ladli Lakshmi Divas in the state. According to the CM, the scheme has around 43 lakh beneficiaries. Chauhan also announced that the Teerth Darshan scheme, which was stalled for 3 years due to COVID-19, will be restarted on 18th April, when the entire cabinet will go on a trip to the Kashi Vishwanath Temple in Varanasi, Uttar Pradesh. Home Minister Mishra told the print, 4 trains will go to Kashi Vishwanath on 18th April. In one train, the Chief Minister will travel with his Council of Ministers. The entire cabinet will take a bath in the holy Ganga. They will also visit Kabir Chowra. In the other train, people who have enrolled under the scheme will travel. Similarly, the Kanya Viva Yojana, which was also discontinued due to COVID, will be restarted from 21st April. The amount given to beneficiaries will be hiked to ₹55,000 from the existing ₹51,000. During the brainstorming session, the CM Rice School scheme was also discussed. Under the scheme, which was announced in 2020, specialized schools will be set up by the state government that are at par with their central government counterparts, and existing state government schools will also be revamped. It was also announced that Rs. 24 crore will be spent on the construction of each CM Rice School building, which will be equipped with a library, lab, smart class and sports ground. Teaching will begin from 13 June. For a start, 350 such schools have been planned. Arrangement for veterinary telemedicine for treatment of animals and telephonic consultation facilities for crop diseases will also be launched, and a cyber tehsil system will be established in the state from 1st June. A big event will be organized on the birth anniversary of Baba Saheb Ambedkar on 14th April. Kabir Mahakumbh and Valmiki Mahakumbh will also be organized. Thank you for listening. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode of the Print AM.